You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca. Mark, do you, as a coach, do you watch the Grey Cup, or is it too hard to watch it?
No, I watch it.
Okay.
I mean, this is what I do, you know what I mean? I don't go to, like, big Grey Cup parties or anything like that.
Okay.
I sit on my couch, eat a pizza, and watch the game. But, I'm all in, so I got to see what's happening.
Okay. Obviously, you know what's happening on your team quickly, and then I want to get to this selects program you guys are doing, which is pretty awesome. But you've extended a lot of your defensive guys. Your defense really improved throughout the season, and especially on your D-line, and probably not from the guys you expected, because you'd come in, there were some big free agents, and unfortunately injuries forced them to the sidelines, and a lot of your younger guys really stepped up and now being rewarded with some contracts.
Yeah, I mean, it's the tough part of pro sport, but it's kind of the nature of it. I mean, we had those lofty expectations coming in, and for a lot of reasons, we didn't quite reach them. I think our defense improved as a whole.
Yes.
Throughout the season. But I mean, when guys get opportunities, we talked about it all year. I mean, you only get so many opportunities in professional football, and when you do get them, you've got to make the most of them. And those guys definitely did.
They definitely did. And, you know, as somebody who's been around the league as long as you have, Mark, like, once guys get comfortable in the league, like, the opportunity to do more, your playbook expands. And I talked to JC during the year that, you know, your DBs really start to understand more. Well, now you can do more. And it just feels like your playbook can be maybe even deeper from day one, because you have a lot of guys who won't be first-year players next, you know, and they're all going to be second and third and longer.
Yeah, if you look, you just mentioned the back end. I mean, so many guys got such invaluable experience in a multitude of positions because we had to shuffle the deck a few times. And, you know, you got some young guys, Taylor Garns, Kenny, J.J. Ross. You got all these guys playing a ton of snaps and really, you know, really, really improving and just adding value all over the place. So I feel like, that group especially is going to be, you know, leaps and bounds ahead of where they were, which is important because it's important for us to start fast next year and get out of the gate, and having a secondary that's on the same page right off the jump is going to be critical.
Your linebacking core kind of similar to your defensive line in the sense that some key injuries allowed some young guys to get some great experience and maybe show the coach that, geez, like, these guys can play.
Yeah. I mean, it's a positive and a negative. It's one of those things where, you know, you want as many good football players in the room as you can. That's what you try to say every year when you stock the cupboard and you get to training camp. You say, let's put as many good football players out there as we can and just let the guys decide who's going to play. And then injuries is the negative part about it, is that they happen, especially when you play a full commit style of football. And it's unfortunate. You feel for the man, and you feel for, you know, the human that's hurt. But then, you know, the football train, it just keeps moving, and you need guys to step in right away. And that's why you have to have good football players in behind them, not only so that they feel it and you know, you don't lose a beat, but it's also pushing them. You know, you want to have as competitive a room as possible. And that's, you know, one of the foundations of how we practice is we compete on a daily basis, because we feel like that's the best way to go about it, and that's the result that you see, is guys ready to play and taking advantage of those opportunities.
Head coach of the Green and Gold, Mark Killam, joins us. Mark, you've been coaching for a long time, and I've talked to head coaches, you know, the first time when that year's over and they have a chance to kind of exhale and look at the whole thing kind of from afar. What did you learn most about being a head coach this year that you maybe surprised you weren't completely aware of until you actually did the job?
Geez, it's kind of like a multi-layered answer. You know, it's obviously I learned a ton, you know, I learned a ton about myself as well. But, you know, I think, you know, the biggest thing is when you take those lessons that you have to apply them the next year. So I'll give you an example. So I know going into my second training camp as a head coach, how intentional I want to be in certain areas of our football team during camp. Whereas last year it was like we set the practice schedule and it's like, okay, let's get to camp. And now we're just going. And I was, you know, doing a ton of special teams and doing a ton of all this stuff. But now I can be you know, a year removed, I know what I want, exactly what I want to get out of training camp, so I can apply myself in certain areas of the football team. And that's something that I didn't really do. I just kind of let it, you know, just went, and you just trust. And that's why you have a staff. But I think, you know, being involved a little bit more and understanding what the other sides of the ball are doing a little bit better is gonna help our football team.
And that's something, Mark, that until you do the job, you probably, and it's not even a lack of preparation. It's sometimes we don't know what we don't know until we're in that situation.
There's no doubt. And you have to go through it to learn it, you know, yeah. And then you make the note of, hey, you know, okay, I'm going to learn from that. And that's the type of humans that we are in this business, because you have to continue keep evolving, and you have to continue to keep taking steps and moving forward and all that stuff. So you do it naturally, but you're right. You don't know it until you get into it. And then you also don't know, you know, we had to figure out how to work together. You know, all that staff was brand new and was relatively young, and we had to kind of figure out, you know, how we interact with each other, how different guys like style to structure their workflow, how I can aid them or assist them or be a part of that as well. So I think we had to go through all that. And, you know, I'm actually really looking forward to being in it in a second year, where you kind of know what to expect a little bit, and then you can apply yourself in different areas.
Mark Killam joins us, head coach of the Green and Gold. So, Mark, take us kind of through what this next few months leads up. There are obviously some free agency. I guess the big decision is, have you had, because everybody out there is wondering, have you had a conversation with Cody Fajardo? You got a sense of if he's coming back to be your starting quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, those are ongoing right now, so we're just kind of respecting the process. But he knows how I feel about him, and you know, I don't do any of the negotiating.
Yes.
You know, that's not my area of the program. But you know, I 100% trust the people that are doing that, and those conversations are ongoing. But we've been able to re-sign and restructure some guys that we wanted back, like you mentioned. And then, you know, you're on this like bullet train, Jason, that's just going so hard in the season, and then all of a sudden it ends. You know, the season ends, but it doesn't quite stop. You kind of grind to a halt a little bit. But, you know, we had a little bit of staff change, so we're doing interviews and stuff right now. So there's still things ongoing. I haven't completely stopped working, but it's also my first off season as a head
yeah.
coach, because last year I was just hired. So I immediately went to work to try to you know, start creating the foundation on what we wanted to be. So that's a learning experience in itself. But I can tell you that I enjoy taking my daughter to school in the morning. I enjoy being able to go to like their activities.
Yes.
So all that kind of stuff is a plus.
Well, and it's important to step away. And because like you guys during the season, man, like football coaches are crazy in how many hours they put in. You're there so early, and it's like overtime hours every day of 8 to 10 hours, it seems. And so I was going to ask you about just the importance, and you've done this before just as a coach at different levels, but when you're the head coach, you got even more responsibilities to say, hey, I have to owe it to my mental side, to my physical side, to just take a break, whether it's a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and just enjoy my kids and enjoy my family and not be football 100%, because otherwise you won't be fresh when the season begins.
There's no doubt. And you know what else? I feel like I'm more creative when I step away, because when you're in it, you're just constantly solving what's the next problem, what's the next problem, and you're just constantly going that way. And then, you know, when you finish, it is good to be able to step out and, you know, think critically about how you did something, but like critically without a deadline. You know, it's not like I have to get it done by practice tomorrow. I can think about it and analyze it and you know, think about how we attacked a problem, and then I can find more creative solutions. But I can't do that when I'm super gassed in season. So it takes a little bit of time, but my family and I are enjoying Edmonton and, you know, going to like all the little things that are happening around the city. So that's nice at night as well.
And now, I know you're not a direct part of the new Elks launch, their Double E Selects program, but you obviously know the importance of getting good young players, especially Canadian young players. And this, I think, is a huge step moving forward for young football players, age 12 to 18, to get into this recruitment process. But more so, like Aaron Grimes is coaching them. Your special teams assistant, Des Cotillier, is coaching. Danny Nesbitt, Nick Anderson. So they're going to get some unbelievable coaching, Mark. And I know that's the one thing I've talked to so many football people about in Canada. The biggest improvement of the Canadian talent is the fact that you have better coaching now. so you can get the best and bring more out of these really good athletes.
Yeah, I think it's unbelievable on a ton of levels. One, for the kids, first and foremost. I mean, they're going to get exposed to a ton of different techniques, a ton of different ways to do things. They're going to be competing with some of the best kids. So, you get that compete, pushing each other. I mean, I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome for the club to be involved with it, because we're trying to connect, and that's the mandate from the top down, and that's what we've been talking about for a year. So I think it's awesome on all levels, and it's number one for the kids. I just think it's going to be a great experience for those guys.
Awesome. Well, Mark, congratulations on a successful first season. You brought a lot of pride back to the green and gold. The crowds grew. I can tell you just on our show from text, the interest in the team is up, and there's a lot of excitement moving forward. So we look forward to next season and what's going to happen on the pitch. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.